broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russia has strongly repeated its demand that NATO does not expand eastward, despite the rejection of that by the military alliance amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arguing that the deployment of NATO forces and weapons near Russia's borders poses a security challenge that must be addressed immediately. U.S. Representative John Katko, who was one of just 10 Republican House members who voted to impeach former President Trump, has announced he will not seek re-election this year. Katko from upstate New York. U.S. industrial production fell 0.1% in December, the first decline since September, with weakness in factory output showing that manufacturers are still struggling with snarled supply chains. The Dow is down 428 points, the NASDAQ off 102. This is SRN News.
It's that time again. Time for fresh starts and resolutions. And Harry's can help. Harry's is an award-winning razor brand that makes a full range of grooming essentials. But the benefits go way beyond a great shave at a fair price. Maybe you resolve to take control of your finances. With cartridge refills as low as $2 each, your budget won't even flinch when you switch to Harry's and save all year. And with checkout code SRNGOLD at harrys.com, you can get a trial set for just $3. If your resolution is to always look and feel your best, that's Harry's specialty. Their high-quality razors combine an ergonomic design with five super-sharp blades, shipped directly to you with a 100% money-back guarantee. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com with code SRNGOLD at checkout. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and travel cover, all for just $3. That's code SRNGOLD at checkout at harrys.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold. Low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond, but Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000, and Johnson is now back in custody. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report does not specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Reminding you of our guest later in the show today, Dale Jackson coming up for his usual segment at 1:30. Still giving huge props and thanks to whoever it is that listens to both his show and my show and called to rat me out for giving him a hard time. I'm sure we will discuss that. We have Greg Poole with the Montgomery County GOP calling in at 2, and then Representative Kyle Self calling in at 2:30. So busy day here on Straight Talk with April Marie as we head into the weekend. It's Friday. It's Friday in what has been a very, very long week. So we have that going for us. Paul DeMarco on the line. Hi there, Paul.
How are you? Hope you and your listeners are well today.
I left you off my list of people I was talking to today.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe next time.
I still love you. You have to text me when I do that. Okay, a lot of things happening in the state today. We've talked a little bit today about early session days, I guess. There will be a special session to address COVID money. One of the things you've really been talking about lately is the criminal justice bills before the legislature. Are you hearing from lawmakers that they are going to fix some of the problems we have here in the state?
I don't think it appears to be a priority. If you look at the list of priorities, you know, there is the one bill that Representative Alan Treadaway has about the riot bill, and that would, punish those who enact or engage in riots, keep them in jail for longer, like 48 hours, I believe. I think it also has penalties for those that communities that want to defund the police. So that's a good bill.
But
it didn't get out of Senate committee last year. So I don't know if I have any more confidence that that bill will get out of the Senate next year. I mean, these are priorities of the House. It passed the House last year. So the question is the Senate going to do anything? But let's talk about this. One of the problems we've seen in this state is people getting right back out on the street after they commit crimes. And we've got a Benaiah Blanchard bill that will be up for a vote next year. But, I mean, in Jefferson County, there have been two high school students tragically shot since the start of the year. In Montgomery, you had the shooting at the bowling alley. Terrible situation. I mean,
that guy was released almost immediately, and they had to reassess that. That's up to the courts to get those fees up, that bail money up, and we really need it.
But why aren't we hearing more talk about that from state leaders when it comes to the crime situation? That's my concern. And you've already got folks saying they're going to reintroduce bills to repeal the habitual felony law. You've got folks saying, well, we need to let people out for this or that. So my concern is there's actually more advocacy for the other side of it as opposed to helping crime victims and prosecutors and police. That's my concern. It just doesn't appear to be a priority.
That's a very good point. And I was hoping you would have some different news for us today. But no, that's a fair point. I think everybody's waiting with bated breath to see what happens during qualifying and who's getting opposition and who's not. Do you remember that process well from your time in the legislature?
Yeah, and you went to state party headquarters and on the last day of qualifying, and you waited till 5 o'clock to see what's going to really happen, because there have been plenty of surprises through the years on the last week and the last day. If you remember the last election cycle, Jeff Sessions qualified towards the end. If it wasn't the last day, it was the last week. I remember there was a legislator who at the last minute did not run for a seat, qualified to run for governor, and left his seat up. And you've seen that in time to time where someone at the last minute doesn't qualify, and then somebody kind of gets in and qualifies at the last minute. So you really won't know for certain until the 28th of January what these races may or may not look like.
It got a lot of attention in Florida once. There was a congressional seat where the incumbent at the very last minute kind of picked his successor and then had that person qualify and dropped out of the race, leaving his handpicked successor there. And I haven't seen that kind of shenanigans in Alabama before, but that is the kind of thing that could happen in qualifying, last minute changes to the ballot.
Look, I have seen similar where someone says they're going to run and at the last minute they drop out, or somebody comes. So, no. We, until 5:01 on January 28th, all of us need to watch whether folks end up with a challenge or somebody ends up quitting or deciding to retire at the last minute, or if somebody says, you know what, I'm just not going to do that. So, no, there's still a lot to watch the next couple of weeks before qualifying ends.
Yesterday, we had some great, some mixed results from the U.S. Supreme Court. Great news for employers with over 100 employees who were up against that OSHA mandate, but then those who get federal money, which is just about every healthcare facility, those still having to be stuck with the vaccine mandate. What do you make of those cases and what it means for our state and workers?
You know, I look at it from a lot of different perspectives, but really I think what I have been paying attention is to the military. The number of folks being disqualified, losing either the rank or being discharged from the military, should scare every one of your listeners. And I think the Chinese are just cheering what's going on in this country when it comes to how this administration is starting at the top with Secretary Austin, with his ties to Alabama, who should have resigned after the fiasco in Afghanistan, how they're treating members of the military who will not follow a vaccine mandate. And that, to me, is worries more than me than any other aspect when it comes to the mandate, is what's going on with members of our military.
Yeah, and there is, we've seen some, we saw members, I believe it was yesterday before, dismissed from the military because of the COVID vaccination.
So while the Supreme Court ruled this way, you know, I wonder, and I'm not aware of, not sure, you know, if this goes up, if there's any appeals. You saw the one ruling that the members of the, I think, Navy SEALs did prevail on the religious exemption, so they did prevail. So I'm assuming we're going to get another Supreme Court ruling at some point regarding military members. So I don't think it's over with when it comes to these mandates.
No, I don't think it is either. All right, we are going to hit a quick break here. You guys stay tuned. I've got Jefferson County GOP Chairman Paul DeMarco on the line, former state House of Representative, back in just a moment with more Straight Talk with April Marie.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there. not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark trying to keep me out of trouble. These days it gets harder and harder, so hard he is done with me. We will be hopefully training a new producer in the coming weeks to keep me out of trouble. Joey, it's a full-time job. Paul DeMarco, how are you doing today?
Glad it's a Friday.
I am so glad it's a Friday. It's a three-day weekend for the kids. And, of course, we don't have Monday off. So I get to do the ever-so-delicate balancing act of recording live while I have three children with me, which I did earlier this week when I had to quarantine the children. And so good times. Good times had by all, I'm sure.
I'll tell you.
It is something else, I tell you. Let's pivot a little bit. Did you see, we talked a little bit about it earlier, the CJ Pearson story on Mike Durant?
Yeah, it's funny. This race it's 5 months until May 24th, but it doesn't seem like there's going to be a week of letdown in this race. I think it'll be very interesting from now until May 24th when the runoff. It's going to be a lot of information coming from a lot of different sources. And so for your listeners who are going to be voting in the Republican primary, just pay attention because you're going to hear a lot of information to have to sort out.
There is going to be a lot of information. It keeps coming, and it's coming in the what surprises me is that it's coming in the form of punches already. I mean, the Club for Growth ad, and I think we both feel the same about Club for Growth. For those who do not know this, I'm not a tremendous fan of Club for Growth. And this ad does nothing to reinforce my thought of their ad process. They tend to be a little bit more negative than I believe, and a little bit more misleading than I believe they need to or should be, which is ironic since I actually agree with the overwhelming majority of Club for Growth's policy positions. Their ads are something else. Did you see that ad they're running about our own Liz Cheney?
No, I have not seen that ad yet. Oh, I've seen some of the others, but I haven't seen that ad.
We'll have to have Joey pull it up. It is a little, it's something else. It's a $2.3 million buy over 10 weeks, and it has to do with Katie Britt supporting, moreover, the BCA supporting Terry Sewell for re-election. Which, of course, they do. They support incumbents, and they want the most business-friendly incumbents they're going to get. And then, and calls her the Liz Cheney. So we're going to actually play that because it is so what I would consider unbelievable that it's shocking to me there are people who think this is effective. Hold tight, everybody.
There's Liz Cheney trashing Trump again. Didn't say that when she was running before, just like Katie Britt. See, Britt might not say it, but she's really a lobbyist. And the special interest group Britt ran endorsed liberal Democrat Terry Sewell, who voted to impeach Trump and backed Nancy Pelosi against the Trump agenda. Like Donald Trump Jr. said, Katie Britt is the Alabama Liz Cheney. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you think there is a single soul out there with eyeballs and a brain who's going to believe that Katie Britt is Liz Cheney?
No, I think that the outside, and there'll be a lot of, like I said, it's the next 5 months, everyone is going to hear a lot of this, and they themselves say, you know what, I myself can sort out which candidate that I believe will best represent the United States. Alabama, United States Senate, who's going to be a conservative candidate, who's going to go up there, who's going to stay in touch with their constituents, who's going to really do something. I think that's the frustration a lot of us have, is we send folks to Washington, D.C., and you never hear from them again, or they say one thing and they do something else, or they're completely ineffective, and trust me, we've got plenty of that. So I think that's what voters are going to be looking for in the next United States Senator from Alabama.
It really is something else to see these ads and know that they are that there are people who are going to not know what the now that said when I ran for now keep in mind this was over a decade ago when I ran for the state house in Florida. I had been registered to lobby for a nonprofit mental health care. Our listeners know that I am a tremendous advocate for getting, for improving our mental health and substance abuse systems. At the time, I was worked for community-based care mental health organizations, but we worked in combination with substance abuse, so I kind of put them together. So mental health and substance abuse. And when my opponents ran... dropped mail about me, negative mail. When he spoke about me, he said the same thing. Oh, she's a lobbyist. Oh, she was a lobbyist. Did you guys know she's an insider and a lobbyist? Katie Britt was with the Business Council of Alabama, which for the record, and she's heard me say this before, is one of the scuzziest lobby organizations, not because of the people who work there, some of which I adore, but because they have a tendency to strong arm individuals and they are out of step and out of touch with the overwhelming majority of voters and small business owners in the state. But again, I think you could make an argument against the Business Council of Alabama, and she could attempt to defend her record of what she changed there without the misrepresenting that she was just a lobbyist, because lobbyist has such negative connotations to it.
Well, I would just, again, get back out there and connect with as many voters. I mean, look, when you're running a statewide campaign, you have to raise thousands and thousands of dollars, because you can't connect with every voter by shaking their hand. You can do that in a city council race or county commission or a legislative race, but when you're running for a statewide, you can't meet 5 million people. You have to get on television, which means you have to raise the money to do that. But in that's how you have to do it. But you can go out and have a grassroots campaign, and clearly Katie Britt's been out there and doing that, and I think it's reflected in the polls. So I think you just got to go out there and let people meet and speak to as many folks as possible, and thus some of these ads that come out, you can say, hey, this ad's not true, or this ad is just somebody who is not truly reflecting, and some of these times these ads backfire, and so this may be a case if folks don't connect with that ad. So pay attention to who's paying for those ads. I think that's what I would tell every one of your listeners. Just listen to every ad. Pay attention to who's paying for that ad, and then you can decide whether that ad is the truth is being represented in that ad.
Yeah, I agree. That is a great strategy for listeners. I think there is so much to compare and contrast with the candidates, all three of them in the U.S. Senate race, actually, I guess there's four now, but all three of the mainstream candidates that this kind of thing is just should be beneath everybody. I say that understanding it is politics as usual, and it's just what happens.
Now, look, in Alabama, small enough, if you want to meet these candidates, they're going to be around the state enough that they should be, that you'll have an opportunity to meet them one-on-one, ask them the questions. You shouldn't just rely on TV commercials, again, or social media. Alabama is a small enough state that if you want to meet a candidate, you can meet them in person and interview them yourself to determine if you want to vote for them.
Indeed. Well, tell our listeners where they can find more information about you. And of course, we'll have you back on every week during session. Where can our listeners find out more information about you?
I write a column for Alabama Today every week, and you can find me there on Facebook or Twitter.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul DeMarco. Always great to have you on.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day, great weekend.
Thank you. That was Paul DeMarco. He is the chairman of the Jefferson County GOP. And just for funsies, I'm going to have the chairman of the Montgomery County GOP on with me a little later. That is Greg Poole, who filled in for me several weeks ago. And so we're gonna chat up some national issues with him. We are going to take, I have, goodness gracious, I did this. We got Dale Jackson coming on in the next half hour. Before we get to Dale, I want to remind you guys, Mortgage Corporation of the South, your mortgage and loan center, serving people in Alabama for over 25 years. Let your next move be your best move by calling MCS. In as little as 1 hour, they can get you pre-qualified for a new loan. They can also work with you on making sure you have the lowest interest rate, see what they can help you do with those payments. If you're a veteran, thank you for your service. Let John Williams in the A team over there, that's his team of ladies, all their names start with an A. Let John Williams help you get pre-approved for a VA loan. 567-9000 is their number. They are, their NMLS ID is 232876, an equal housing lender, good friends and good sponsors of this program. Hit a quick break. When we come back, Dale Jackson back with us.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold. Low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Helps when you unmute yourself. Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Joey Clark in the studio trying to keep me out of trouble, which is incredibly hard this week as I am remote broadcasting as my babysitter has COVID and my children had to quarantine. And so this week has been especially fun. TGIF and our Friday regular guest, Dale Jackson of WVNN and Yellowhammer News on the line. Hi, Dale.
Hello, you big bully.
You know, I can't help it. You set yourself up for that. We have discussed this ad 5 times on today's show, and I'm going to discuss it again. It's one of the worst ads I have ever seen.
Why would you
lie to
voters? Outright lie to voters. Comparing Liz Cheney to Katie Britt to Liz Cheney and making her sound like an unscrupulous lobbyist is just mean.
But it's not a lie. I mean, it's. I like how Cameron Smith phrased it best with AL.com. He said it's a misleading truth, which is, of course, you know, the truth. But it's a truth that's framed in a way people don't like. And, you know, on the form of art, I think this was a decent ad. And for politics, I think it was a great ad. And you put that together with the ad they're running in the Birmingham market, which is the Donald Trump-endorsed Mo Brooks rah-rah-rah ad. I mean, this is $2.3 million well spent. And I think that's pretty clear. But I can see why you don't like it. And, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but the stuck pig squeals, right? The people who have a problem with this, I think, know they have a problem with it because it hits the mark. And I think that that is part of what the problem here is.
Well, I am still undecided between Katie and Mo. I don't think Durant's not on my radar right now necessarily. I say that because he hasn't said anything that I find compelling, whereas Mo, of course, is right up my alley, Freedom Caucus-wise. Katie is up my alley, God and family. Durant hasn't said anything compelling to me, but I guess it's a little bit of sour grapes in terms of third party coming in and doing Mo's dirty work. Mo does a darn well good job of defending himself when he gets out to do it. And I think his campaign has been a little quieter than it should be.
Well, he's in D.C. That's part of the problem, and I think that kind of resolves itself here relatively shortly. I think you'll see a lot of him when all those other Congress members go out and start campaigning to win their races. I think we'll see it. But this is just a little, I think, picture of what we're going to see. You know, you don't want other people to be seen doing your dirty work, but I think you take it. And, you know, super PACs and PACs and all these other things are worth using, and really that's the story here. If Mo Brooks, you know, if him using this PAC as an outside interest group is somewhat seen as a negative, how does Katie Britt leading an organization that has their own PAC that endorses Terry Sewell, you know, not get seen as a negative? I mean, I get it. The real winner here is Mike Durant, I think, in all of this, because that ad doesn't really talk up Mo Brooks at all. It's about Katie Britt. So it kind of tears her down, and Durant is sort of in the Robert Bentley situation where he's just kind of wandering around, and I think he gains just by existing.
So Mike Durant, poll numbers clearly got to be climbing. All of the ads he's got out there. He's also starting to get out a little more. What is your take on the C.J. Pearson piece and the attacks against him?
Boring. It's just boring nonsense. I was not intrigued. I remember seeing it and saying, wow, this is a dumb attack, and it was so dumb, I can't even remember what it was about, but I do remember when I saw it, I responded that this is dumb. So if you want to fill me in on what it is, I'll give you a little deeper of a commentary, but all I know is when I saw that tweet by C.J. Pearson, I said, this is idiotic or something along those lines.
Well, what's funny is that that Jeff Poor asked me about it today, and I had done the same thing. I saw the headline, I skimmed it, and the only thing I think in there there's several things I think Mike Durant needs to address for voters like myself. One is that he hasn't voted since 2008. I have missed a primary and a runoff, no general since I moved to the state the same year. I'm sorry, in 2013 is when I moved, but I have not missed any elections. What would be your excuse if you are really so politically inclined to run for U.S. Senate to not vote since 2008?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. That's a very good question. But, you know, we have a member of the United States Senate right now who didn't know where he voted in 2016 and who his congressman was. So, again, this is, I think, a little inside baseball stuff here that won't have much of an impact. You know, a lot of us have to remember the Internet ain't real life, and C.J. Pearson can have 350,000 followers on social media, and he can get retweeted by all the right people, and the Gateway Pundit, which is a scumbag site, can do what they do all day. But at the end of the day, most Alabamians go to the Gateway who? The CJ what? And it's just, and so I don't think that really has much merit to it. It's fun to discuss, but in the end, I don't even know if it moves people in a Republican primary.
It's so funny you say that about the Gateway Pundit, because it pains me. It physically pains me to click that website. And I have people sending me links from there repeatedly, it seems. I get at least a handful a week from listeners or my baby brother. And I'm like, please don't make me click that.
April, listen, that's an intelligence test taking place right there. That's like getting that's like somebody sending you seriously a clip from the Alabama Political Reporter. Okay? If somebody does that, you know, A, they're not too smart, or B, they're being paid by somebody to do it. So no thanks.
Oh my gosh. What if I told you we bleep that out like a curse word, that site you just mentioned. They are a curse word and a slur on this website, on this radio show.
Well, it's funny what they do is they say things they know aren't true, and then they say stuff like, you know, this may be a real problem. There could be charges here. There could be this. There could be this. And because they say it in such a stupid way that it's like, oh, I really don't believe anything they say.
It makes me want to gouge my eyeballs out. Session within a session. Are you hearing any other hot topics happening at the State House?
No. I think it's going to be pretty boring here. You get some CRT stuff. You'll get some dust-ups over the gun stuff, inter-Republican squabbles, and then a fight with the Democrats over the permitless carry. Republicans will try to do it and then basically dare Democrats to stop them. And then if they're able to stop them with a few pulled off Republicans because of the way the sheriffs are, I think that's just right up the Republican valley. The only thing that is better than touting your successes is blaming people for stopping you. That's why I think the Supreme Court thing with Joe Biden might actually be a blessing for him, because now he gets to say, those darn Republicans, they stopped me from doing all the stuff I wanted to do. I wanted to fight COVID, but those darn Republicans wouldn't let me. And I think if Democrats and the sheriffs are able to stop the gun stuff, then the Republicans will be like, look what they did to us, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think you'll see CRT. I think you'll see permitless carry come up, and there'll be fights over both of those. The CRT one's a slam dunk. That's happening no matter what. The gun thing is still up in the air. Other than that, I don't think you're going to see too much crazy stuff out of the Alabama legislature.
I think constitutional carry will pass. I think too many people have to go home and run for re-election. And Paul DeMarco brought up a good point, or it might have been that there isn't a lot of opposition, or maybe it was Jeff Poore brought up, there's not a lot of opposition for incumbents. I wish there were. It drives me crazy when squishes, people who haven't gone up there and led the charge for conservative ideals, get a free pass. That is the way it's looking at this point in qualifying. A lot of people are going to get a free pass, but I think constitutional carry looks good on a mail piece, sounds good in a sound bite. And for that reason alone, even though it is the right thing to do and should have been done a while ago, I think it's going to pass.
I think you're probably right, but I think the fight will bring people out, and that will change the calculus on the whole thing. And like I said, you don't have to win to go back and say, I supported this. I just couldn't get it done because of those damn Democrats and those squishy Republicans. This is sort of a building your base moment.
All right. We are going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, a few more minutes of Dale Jackson's time before we let him get about his back to his regular life. I do want to tell you, I've got another, what is it? No. Oh my gosh, no Tommy, no. We have more no Tommy, no updates with you. Hold tight. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, team, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Dale Jackson on the line. Dale, I'm glad you brought it to my attention that that there's a second Club for Growth ad, because I hadn't even seen that one until now. So we're going to play that for just a second. We've got it over here. This is airing, did you say only in the Birmingham area? Oh, do we have Dale Jackson there? Joey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to play this this second Club for Growth ad. Because
I am here. Sorry, my phone was going crazy.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Dale Jackson on the line. Yeah. We're going to play the second Club for Growth ad, and y'all get a live reaction from me because this is the first time I've seen it.
Why is Donald Trump backing Mo Brooks for Senate?
Mo is someone who has fought harder than anyone else in Congress. He's got courage. He's an honest guy. He is really a fighter. With conservative patriots like Mo Brooks fighting for us in Washington, I have never been more confident that we will defeat the radical left. Your next U.S. Senator from Alabama, Mo Brooks.
Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Now that is an ad, Dale Jackson.
They're both good.
That is an ad. Good. That is a good ad. I would have made that the statewide one and only targeted the negative one where they think they needed the negative one.
Well, I think that's exactly what happened. I mean, it's obvious that Katie Britt is getting traction around the state. I mean, that's obvious. There's no question about that. So that's why you're seeing on Fox News everywhere, you're seeing the other version of that ad. It's not really another version of the ad. The other ad they're running with that buy. And, you know, look, you know how much money $2.3 million is going to give you this far out from an election. And it is intended to do two things, tear down and build up. And they have two ads doing the same thing. I'd run them both across the state completely if I was going to run them. But, you know, that's what their game plan is, apparently.
Yeah, it's a 10-week buy with that $2.3, which is quite a tremendous buy. So
that cannot be understated here. I mean, for your audience, I'm sure you agree with this. That's huge. I mean, it really is.
No, that's huge. That is absolutely huge.
Shocking.
Which leads me to believe that they know that Mo has lost a lot of ground.
Absolutely, it's absolutely true. Obviously, yeah, I agree with that completely.
So we have seen that Biden's mandates overturned. You and I share a common opinion that vaccines are good, but they should not be mandated. How do you feel about the split decisions coming out of the Supreme Court?
No, I think it makes complete sense. I don't understand the other part, but I guess if the federal dollars are involved, a chief executive can make that decision. That's, I think, the play that we're hearing from this, and that leads me to believe that the contractor mandate and the mandate on the military will stand, but the private employer mandate, it's got to go. So I think I'm happy about that part, not happy about what I think it signifies.
So one of the places we were seeing some challenges, we've seen some manufacturing challenge employees. I know in Huntsville, y'all have a great deal of people with employers over 100 employees. Have you seen a lot of action on the ground there related to the mandate or the response to it from businesses?
The United Launch Alliance is the big one. They've basically ignored Alabama law. And so there's a legal fight going on with that. Other than that, not too much. I think here's what happened. Look, I work for a company that has a vaccine mandate that would not be allowed under the law. It had the law that was passed, Alabama passed a long time ago. So I think most people already got under the wire completely. So it doesn't really matter all that much. It's the new one. It's the one since the pause and stuff like that. So I think that's the issue here. The ones who said, oh, it's the federal government making us do this. That's the issue here. And I think the United Launch Alliance, being a federal government contractor, I think they'll probably win, unfortunately.
Well, we're gonna see. I think it's definitely going to me. We have some state response that is probably overdue as well. They were quick to get on the vaccine mandate issue. Vaccine passport issue in the state legislature. They, of course, took up several issues during the special session, but I feel like they can do more. The state requirement for masking was 5 and above back when Kay Ivey and Dr. Harris did the emergency order for mandatory masking. We're seeing schools all over the state masking as young as 2 now because CDC, there's nothing contradicting CDC. I feel like there is more the state can do. Do you think they take any of that up during session?
Maybe. I think they've pretty much done as much as they need to do, at least politically. You got Kay Ivey out there running around claiming that she fought the vaccine mandate, which is an absolute lie. I put a video out today on Yellowhammer Now talking about the Tim James ad and specifically mentioning, hey, why aren't you calling out Kay Ivey for claiming victory on these vaccine mandates when she literally stood in the way? She played the role of George Wallace, only she was holding a bunch of needles in her hand. And, you know, she blocked the legislators from going in and doing anything. They had to go around her. She's still claiming victory for it. Does the legislature go any further? I don't know. It doesn't really seem like they have any interest in doing that. They don't think they need to.
Hold on. I need you to give me that visual again. Kay Ivey, do that one more time.
Kay Ivey is playing the role of George Wallace, standing in the legislature doors, only she's holding a bunch of vaccine needles, stopping the legislature from going in and doing their job.
I'm dying right now. I am. God, I love you, Dale Jackson. Okay.
Well, then stop bullying me. That's what you need to do. Stop bullying me.
You know, I tell every time anybody within the state ask me how this happened, and this being Straight Talk with April Marie, I would say I got up at 4 a.m. one day and drove to Huntsville to do Dale Jackson show with him. And he said, oh, you want to try this? Try guest hosting? Sure. And you put me on the schedule. And now look where we are. It's all your fault.
I'm very lazy around December time. So I want people to come fill in for me. So I'll obviously let anybody do it.
Clearly. Me and Jeff Poor both. I guess and now Yaffe. Like the state is littered with your, what are we going to call ourselves? I don't know. We'll have to come up with a team name.
I already have a name for you guys. I already have a name for you guys. You guys are my princes. I'm the kingmaker. You guys will eventually be kings. It's okay.
Okay, I'll take it. All right. Tell our listeners where they can find you on all places you exist.
All right, I'm on in Huntsville and Birmingham on the radio, but you can also get me on social media at the Dale Jackson. You can find me there, DaleJacksonBooks.com. You can buy No Tommy No. Also, I will fight with you on social media at the Dale Jackson. So there you go.
I meant to tell you. So yes, No Tommy No is, we have created a basket of books beside the bed. I'm going through a Sandra Boynton phase right now, but No Tommy No makes the rotation at least once a week. It's no longer a nightly situation, but my eight turning nine this week year old is so curious about your childhood that at some point we'll have to have a play date so you can talk about you and your crazy friend, Tommy.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, why don't you use some of your massive power to get me in front of some big-time publishers here? Let's get this thing blown up.
Ooh, you know what? I do know publishers. All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
All right. That was Dale Jackson from WVNN Huntsville, also Yellowhammer. He makes that handy dandy seven things you should be talking about today. And I look at it every day. Him and Todd Stacy and their outlets publish some great things. Joey Clark.
Yes.
Am I bullying Dale Jackson?
That seems slightly.
Just slightly. I mean, it's a little bit. And you know, he deserves it.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I'm
all
just
right.
Getting to know Dale.
Let's look at who we have left in today's program. I did back to back to back guests. I'm still catching up with people. Oh my goodness! In the next hour, we have coming on with us Greg Poole, and we're gonna play a couple clips to get his opinion on. I've sent a couple clips. We're gonna start with I'm sure you guys have all seen the Kamala Harris clip. We'll play that at the top of the hour next hour, and we'll see we'll see what else is going on around the Montgomery area in terms of meetings that they are hosting, and so all of that and more in the next hour. Joey Clark, It's Friday. Do you have any big weekend plans?
I have a lot of work to do. Yeah.
Ooh, you're writing this weekly column. Are you getting into the groove of writing?
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of other stuff I want to do.
So I have not written regularly since essentially I started the radio program. I've written probably half a dozen times. I have this this handy dandy iPhone app called Otter, like the little sea creature animal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can speak, and then they just email you the Word document. And I keep saying what I'm going to do is just record parts of my show and put it into the columns, because I, you know, there's just not enough hours in the day to write. But I am enjoying your columns. Are you getting good feedback on them?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And you're writing for 1819
News. It comes out every Tuesday morning.
Okay, we are on a schedule now. That's awesome. All right. Well, we will be back in just a moment. We are going to come back after this break. As I said, Greg Poole, Representative Kyle South after this. If you are catching this on the replay and you want to hear the final hour, do not be alarmed. You can find it on the News Talk 93.1 FM website under podcast. You just scroll down a little bit and you can see every hour of the show. You can listen to the final hour, hour three of Straight Talk with April Murray. And until then, back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.